But I think the real important thing here is to accept what you have to, only because bankers also have a tendency to overanalyze these things.
Possibly.
And you can't pick up a newspaper today. You can't pick up a little street, nickel, paper without having some analysis of what this financial situation is like. And so part of that in my mind is accept what you have to, because you need to move on.
Yeah.
Now, part of what you need to accept may be that you yourself.
But I like the part about accept what you have to, because as long as you stay mired in that, oh my gosh, banking is terrible and somebody did bad things and they structured these debt securities in a way that it wasn't transparent. And so as long as you stick with that analysis thing and don't just say, if there was any piece of it, I'm accepting what that was, and now I want to be part of the solution next. What I hear you saying is that you can't get to be part of the solution until you've accepted it and come up with a plan of action to do something next.
Well, and by accepting what you can't change, that's the only real way you can identify what you can change.
Okay.
What you want to do is move on, and it's really easy for us to dwell on, well, I was doing it right, and they screwed up, or who knows what's going to, all of that stuff just blocks you and keeps you in a very non-functional
It's
place.
Pretty counterproductive, isn't it?
Totally counterproductive.
Mm-hmm. And I guess as long as you're in that negative space, then you're also dragging down your colleagues and the other people you're trying to interact with. Plus, frankly, you can't go back out on the marketplace and talk to business borrowers about solutions when you're still stuck in...
Yeah.
What caused the problems and so forth. And right now, our business borrowers need solutions. And they need the business bankers.
Need them from forward-looking folks that are bringing, a cautionary hope.
Some
you don't want somebody that's just saying, just go for it. No. But somebody that says, look, this is going to turn around these things. That's the one thing we know about any recession is that it turns around.
Okay.
And we're going to be positioning you, to the best of your and our ability to be there when it turns. Yeah.
Great. So that is in our acronym SCATE for when hell freezes over, ICE SCATE. We've now dealt with scream and cathart. Keep your perspective with humor. The third one is analyze what went wrong and accept what you have to and sort of prepare to act. Thank you very much, Pat.
You're more than welcome.